Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Let's open our Bibles tonight to the prophet Isaiah. Amen. And we're going to go to chapter 55. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, Pastor Mark just sort of ministered part of my message tonight, which is fine. Hallelujah. How many know that you can have more than one dose of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. And so we're going to look at some things tonight. We're going to start in verse 6, and then I'll allude to the name of my message then. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Praise God. So could there be a time when God's not as close to us as we need to be, as we would like for him to be, I should say? That can happen. Amen. Verse 7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts." Say thoughts. "And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Aren't you glad of that? Amen. Let's look at verse 8 then. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Hallelujah. It's pretty plain, isn't it? I think he spelled it out real good for us, that we shouldn't be wondering about this, that God thinks higher thoughts and has better ways than you and I. Amen? So tonight, the Lord asked me this question several weeks ago. Amen? Seems like he sometimes does that. He asked me, he said, "Where are your thoughts leading you?" Where are your thoughts leading you? So that's the title of this tonight. Where are your thoughts leading you? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we're seeing that God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy and just benevolence toward you and I, he wants you and I to come up higher. Yes. Oh, yeah. Amen. Now, I don't know of anybody in here who's achieved that yet. I think we're all striving to get there, correct? We're not there yet, but we're striving to get there. And so it's very important for us to find out where our thoughts are going to lead us. Hallelujah. And I like something that Brother Hagin said one time, and I'm sure you all know this. He said, "You can't keep birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So thoughts are going to come to you and me every day. Maybe hundreds of them. And it could be that there's going to be a very high percentage of those thoughts that aren't necessarily God thoughts. Amen? Right. Just stupid thoughts. Yeah. Have you ever had a thought and then you realize what it was and all of a sudden you say, "Where did that come from?" Yeah. Yeah. There is no way, you know, that I would purposely think that. But it's there. It was presented to you. And Satan is just waiting to see what you'll do with it. He's just waiting. He's not giving you any more, just a thought. Amen. Just a thought, that's all. Just a little, one word, maybe a phrase. Amen. And he's just standing back, just seeing exactly what you'll do with what he's presented. Amen. But right here, God is saying that the unrighteous should forsake their thoughts. I'm not saying you're unrighteous, because you are righteous. Amen. So if the unrighteous need to forsake some things, I can guarantee you from my own personal experience, I realize that I have unrighteous thoughts. Things. I'm not saying dirty, okay? So don't get that crazy idea. They're just not righteous. They're just not the type of thoughts that God would want me to think. Right. Amen? And so that's what we're going to look at today. Where are your thoughts going to lead you? Because it'll lead, you will always go wherever your thoughts will take you. Amen. That's where you're going to go. Hallelujah. And so you and I have to make a decision on a daily basis, sometimes even a minute by minute basis, just exactly whether or not we're going to discern correctly whether that thought was from God or whether that thought was from the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to look at tonight. I hope you're ready for this. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the word thoughts there in the Hebrew means intention, plan, or imagination. So God has an imagination, and you're in it. You're in that imagination. Amen? So God is telling us that His thoughts are far superior than yours and mine. Amen? See, whenever a pastor was talking about you got to renew your mind, boy, do we need to renew our minds. Amen. Because if we start to, and I'm getting ahead of myself, that's going to be one of my points here in a little bit. But if we don't start renewing our minds, then our minds are going to take us to places we don't want to go. Amen. So you and I've got to get a hold of this and take charge of these things. Amen. We got to take dominion over the thoughts that come toward us. And we got to say immediately, and discern immediately whether or not they are God's thoughts or the enemy's thoughts. And if they're God's thoughts, praise the Lord. Amen. But if they're the enemy's thoughts, you say, get out of here. I'm not going to take that thought. I'm not going to allow it to be a part of my life. I'm not going to give it ground to grow in. Amen. Hallelujah. So thoughts and intentions, praise God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says that He has thoughts about us. Amen. Right. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give each one of us an expected end. Amen. And that's the end. The end that He's talking about there is the end when you and I are totally victorious at every venture. Amen. No matter what it is, you and I are victorious, praise God. Hallelujah. There's none of this, you know, well, I want a battle, you know, but I don't know if I won the war or not. Well, Jesus already won the war. Yeah, right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. But you and I have to, like I think Pastor was saying Sunday, you have to be an occupying army. Amen. Hallelujah. And the first place that you got to occupy is your mind.
Right.
Amen. Why do we have to talk about this? Because it's so important. Amen. It is probably the most important thing. Amen. Once you get born again, your spirit, it absolutely rejects anything that Satan has because it's born again. But your mind, your will, your emotions, and your body, they don't flow that way unless you make them flow that way. Amen. So you and I have to take charge of what we are, who we are. Amen. I like what it says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, and you all know this, but I want to read it, especially out of the Amplified Version here. It says, "Now to Him who by, in consequence of, the action of His power that is at work within us." So see, the power of the Holy Spirit is at work inside of you and I every moment of the day. And He is telling us things. He is telling us whether to believe something, whether to accept it, or whether to reject it. Amen. See, He is the discerner on the inside of us. Amen. He is the one who is giving us the signal as to what is right and what is wrong. Amen. So there's a power at work in us, is able to carry out His purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, and infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. God's able to do that.
Amen.
It's no wonder he tells us here that His thoughts are higher than ours. Amen? You haven't even begun to dare to think the same types of thoughts that He thinks toward you. None of us have. None of us. Even to the smallest degree yet, have came to this place where we are just totally yielded to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is totally in charge of every aspect of our lives. And He is taking us to a place that is higher than we've ever been before. Amen. I definitely want to try to get there. Amen. I'm earnestly looking for that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, back in Isaiah again, the word ways there means a road trodden. It means a course of life and a mode of action. Amen. A way trodden. Well, he says that my ways are not like yours. So how God walks, amen, is the way that He wants us to walk. The way trodden. He wants us to follow the path that He has made for us. He wants us to do that. Amen? But the thing of it is that He can't make us, nor would He want to. Amen. You know, I've always had this. Can you imagine what it would be like if someone forced you to like them? They forced you to like them. They forced you to love them. Say you love me. Amen. And make them do it. Would you love them? No. Absolutely not. Because it should be your choice as to whom you like and whom you love. Amen. It should not be someone forcing you to love them. And that's the way God is. He does not force you or I to love Him. Amen. He wants it to be our choice. He wants it to be you and I saying, Father, I love you, and no one is making me do it. Oh, just because I want to say it myself. Because He's so good to me. Amen. He's good. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. Amen. And then it says that it's a course of life. And I thought about that, and I remember what Jesus said in John 10. He said, I have come that you may have life, life to the full, till it what? Overflows. Amen. In John 10:10. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's a course of life. It's the way we're supposed to be living. Not struggling, like Pastor was talking about a while ago, not just barely getting by, but in a degree that we have such an abundance that there is no way that we can you know, delegate it all out to ourselves, so we start giving away to others, start giving away to other people, other ministries, other endeavors, amen? Hallelujah. And then it says it's a mode of action. And that, to me, means we do it by faith, a mode of action. Faith without works is dead. Amen. So there's got to be action to it. You've got to engage your faith. You've got to believe, amen, that if God said something in this word about you, hallelujah, then it is as true as it gets. And you don't have to wonder about it. And you should never ask, God, how are you going to do this? Well, you can, but He's not probably going to tell you. Amen. Why is that? Because He likes to surprise His children, just like you do. Amen. You love to surprise your children. Hallelujah. Whether it's that, pardon me, Christmas time or the birthday or just, hey, guess what we're going to do today? And you say something and they are ecstatic. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how our Father wants us to be. Amen. He wants us to walk in that way so that we just never know when He is going to just load us up with something. And you're saying, Father, my goodness, what's this all about? Oh, I just wanted to bless you today. Amen. Well, He ain't never done that to me. Well, you know why? Because you've never given Him the chance. You have never thought that high. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Praise God. Let me see what else we got here. Not only does our Father have more grander thoughts about us than we do, He also knows how He will accomplish them. Amen. He's not wondering. He said, man, I wish I hadn't said that. I don't know how I'm going to get this to happen. Have you ever done that? Yeah. Told your kids, son, said, why did I even say that? I don't know how we're going to get this done. Hallelujah. He already had it planned. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, before you were even born, He already had plans of how He was going to bless you and I. Isn't that amazing? Glory to God. So He's not a haphazard God. He doesn't do things on the fly. Everything is planned out. For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have toward you. Amen. Amen. You should get really excited about this because I think it's really going to be good for us. But we also see here that there are two thought patterns. Our thoughts and God's thoughts. Amen. Our thoughts, for the most part, are natural thinking thoughts. What we can sense with our five natural senses. That's how we live our lives for the most part. Don't we? Amen. Well, we do. Come on, just admit it. You know you do. Amen. If you see something that makes you happy, you smile. If you see something that you know, is upsetting, you get upset. So we're living by that. We understand that. Amen. It's a part of our lives. He wanted us to have those five senses. But we are also a spirit being first. Amen. And so we should be spiritually in tune to what God is saying before we ever engage our natural senses. Amen. So that way, we'll always be walking by faith and not by sight. It'll always be by faith and not by sight. Amen. I like what it says in Proverbs 23:7. It says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. In your heart, not your mind, your heart. Hallelujah. So you can get heart thoughts into your mind. Did you know that? How are you going to do that? By using this little thing that I'm using right now and that you're amening me with. That's how you do it. Amen. You can get those thoughts from your heart into your head, and then that's who you'll be. That's who you will be. Amen. And no one will be able to take it from you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Are you getting anything so far? Yes. You're not just saying it. You actually are, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. This is a familiar verse. I'm not giving you anything tonight, scripture-wise, that you haven't heard at least, 450 times. Hallelujah. In verse 19. This is what God said. He says, I have called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Amen. So he set before us life and death. Whenever you got born again, you got born out of the elements of the world, and you were born and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, He's saying here, He said, I'm setting before you a choice to make. You're going to have to either choose life or death, blessing and cursing. Amen. Amen. Well, of course, when you got born again, you chose life. So why is this there is so much, not life in our lives? Why is that? Amen? Because we're not choosing life consistently. We're choosing life as long as everything is good. And we can sing songs of praise. Oh, we'll have, all kinds of music playing in our house and everything's just wonderful because everything is great. But what happens whenever something tries to attack us? How do we react then? I don't say that you can't be concerned. Certainly you should be concerned. If you have, you know, if you're in an accident, you should be concerned. You shouldn't just get out of your wrecked vehicle and start dancing around, praise you, Jesus, thank you, so long. Amen. You should be concerned, but not to the point that you're allowing your thought life to move off of God into a different direction. What am I going to do now? Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know if I got enough insurance. You know, I don't have, you know, full coverage on it. How am I going to pay for another vehicle? What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? Amen. Don't we? I said, don't we? Yeah, we do. Praise God. It's good sometimes to just admit some things about yourself. Hallelujah. Because, see, that brings a little bit of reality back into our lives. That yes, we are spirit beings, and yes, God is our Father. But yes, also, if we don't follow the path that He has made for us, then some things could go wrong. Amen. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Praise God. Because it's really important for us to do this. He said, choose life. Amen. Choose life so that both you and your seed may live. Amen. Just choose it. Why choose that? Why choose to believe what the Word says? I'm going to set my thinking on what the Word says and not what my circumstances are saying. Yeah, they're real. Absolutely. And they feel like they're trying to put a chokehold on me. But I know something better than that. Amen. And that's what I'm going to go after. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at that. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's see what Paul writes here. He says this in verse, starting with verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Amen. 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 See, even Paul knew that. Even Paul wrote about that. He said, you haven't even conceived yet what God has planned for those who love Him. How many God lovers do I have in the house tonight? Amen. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. So, we see in verse 10, he says, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So the Spirit of God that is directing our spirit is taking us into those deep places of God. Places where other people, that's just too far-fetched for them. No, no. They don't even begin to believe that type of thing. Amen? Verse 11 says, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God in you. You know the things of God. You know the things that your eyes have not seen or your ears heard or maybe even entered in your heart yet. But your spirit knows them. Because He says right here, they've already been revealed. Those things are revealed to you and I. Amen. They are no longer a mystery. They're no longer hidden. Amen. But they are actually revealed. Everything in this Word, from Genesis to Revelation, God has revealed these things to the born-again person. Amen. And not everything has come to pass yet, has it? Not every prophecy in the Word has come to pass yet, but they will. Amen. If we'll just hold fast. Amen. Let's read on. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, well, praise God, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. Freely given. if something is freely given, what does that mean? There are no conditions on it. Here. Amen? This is for you. Have you ever, someone gave you something and you were just kind of shocked because, what did I do that you would do this? Nothing. I just wanted to give it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So it says that we know the things that God has given us. Verse 13, which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So you got to have some spirituality about you. You can't just walk around like, you know, a bump on the log, just bumping into things and hoping that things are going to get better for you. You got to start being purposeful in your life. Amen. I don't like using this word but you have to be intentional. Amen. You have to do things because it's what God wants. It's the right thing to do. It's what I want to do. Do you see that? Amen. It says that right here. Praise God. Verse 14 says, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges or discerns all things. Yet he himself is judged or discerned of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, but that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Isn't that good? Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So you got something working inside of you right now. You got something that's wanting to push out wrong things and bring in good things. Amen. So natural thinking people do not receive the revelation of God's Spirit because what he is thinking will not register in an unrenewed mind. Amen. But we have been given this ability. Not disability, but this ability. Hallelujah. I thought I better clear that up real quick. Amen. We have been given the ability to discern some things. Amen. But if we just move down to the next chapter, we see something here that almost doesn't seem possible. Paul is talking to the Corinthian church here. He's not talking to, you know, some Joe on the side of the road somewhere trying to get him saved. He's talking to the church. Amen? He's talking to people who should be spiritual. But look at this in chapter 3 and verse 1. He says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it or receive it. Neither yet now are you able. Can you imagine that? He's talking to the church. He's talking to you and me. Amen. He was just talking up here about how God has revealed all things. And then while they're all in yes and amen and everything else, he said, but I couldn't tell you these things. I can't reveal them to you. Amen. Because you're still carnal. You're still thinking like a natural person. Do you see that? Where were their thoughts leading them? Where were the thoughts of Paul wanting to lead them? My, my, my. Hallelujah. So if it was in the Corinthian church, could it be in the Evansvillian church? Why, it could. I pray not, but it can. Amen. And if I use my own self as an example, I realize that it is. because there have been times, more than once, where my thoughts went in a different direction than what God was leading me to go. Amen? And I'm not too puffed up that I won't admit it to you. Amen. You may be holy and all that, but I'm still a work in process. Amen. And I still got plenty for God to work on. It's no wonder that it says that that he'll be working on this right up until the day that Jesus comes to get us. Now that ought to tell us all something right there. Hallelujah. That he's still going to be working on us, getting things in proper place so that we can receive everything that we're supposed to get. Amen. So let's throw away all of the, you know, the false pretenses. And let's just get real with ourselves. I can't get real with you for you. I can only get real for me. Amen. And God and I have had plenty of talks. Said, Lord, how do you put up with me? I'm serious. I just told him this deal. I think it was just yesterday I was out walking. I said, Lord, how do you put up with me? Amen. You know. But if I leave myself there, I'll never think like he does. Because, see, he doesn't think of me like that. He doesn't. Amen. Now, of course, it says in Romans 12:3 that we ought not think more highly of ourselves than we should. Amen. Hallelujah. But it says that he's given every person the measure of faith. The thing to bring us to that place. Because you're going to have to receive the thoughts that God has for you and I by faith. There is just no way, well, yes, 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 you know. I know exactly how he's going to do it. No, you don't. Amen. I have found this to be true, and I am so wanting to quit trying to give God ideas. But there's something, there'll be things that are going on in my life, you know, things that I'm believing for. And God, what do you think about this idea? And you know what? In all the time I've been a believer, he's never done it my way once. Well, why is that? Well, because he gets the glory, not me. Yeah, you know, God, I was really, really happy. God used my idea. Amen. He's never done it my way. Amen? And so I'm trying to not think of ways anymore. Amen. Because see, the way that I'm thinking is my way anyway. And it's lower than his. You know, it's just like when Brother Copeland said to the Lord, asking, you know, how he could get $1 billion. He could only think of one. Well, somebody will give it to me. And the Lord said, I've got a myriad of ways to get it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You and I are thinking, well, somebody will give it to me, or I'll get a big promotion at work. I mean a real big promotion. Amen. Or I'll get me a different job. Well, what is that? That's all this from the earth. Amen. It's high as the heavens are above the earth. That means you and I are down here yet. But we can have thoughts that are up here. Amen. We can strive for it. Maybe we won't reach it totally, but we can strive for it. You can get a little outrageous in your believing as long as you're leaving the results to God and allowing him to fulfill it. You can get outrageous if you want. But I dare say, I bet there's not maybe two or three here who ever got outrageous in their thinking. Maybe. Amen. Hallelujah. But we can, and we should want to. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, chapter 3 here, we're still in 1 Corinthians 3. This proves that just because a person is born again does not mean they are living a life full of God's life. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Praise God. Carnal thinking people sometimes decide to take a different path. I got two scriptures here for you. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's okay to have ideas as long as they're starting to line up with what God's saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, I'm going to start closing here, and I want to give you four things today of how to guard your thought life. Is anybody interested in them? Amen. Well, Pastor Mark already gave you the first one. You got to renew your mind. That seems like a no-brainer there, right? And you should have a no-brainer when it comes to renewing your mind. Amen. Romans 12:2. Renewing your mind through God's Word is the only way to receive His revelation and to get the mind of Christ. It's the only way. Only through the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's number one. Number two is this, that you've got to bring every wrong thought into captivity. Yeah. Every wrong thought. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. See, I'm not giving you anything that's just, you know, out of this world. These are practical things. The Bible is a practical book. And it tells you things to do for yourself that are going to get you good results. Let's look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. It says, casting down imaginations. Another word for imaginations is reasonings or arguments. Amen. Have you ever had an argument with your mind? Amen. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Do you see that? Every thought. Every thought must be filtered through the Word of God. Every thought. That's how you're going to tell immediately whether or not it is from God or whether or not it's from the enemy. Filter it through the Word. Take that thought. Well, what does the Word of God say about this? Amen. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus, when he was tempted in the wilderness, he told Satan, it is written. Everything that Satan was telling him, he filtered it through the Word. And he immediately gave him an answer. Amen. He immediately gave him an answer. It is written. Period. End of discussion. Talk to the hand. I'm out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Another word for obedience there is compliance. Make every thought to be in compliance with the Word. Anything that tries to elevate beyond God is not of God. We found out who tried to elevate themselves. Found out what happened to them, don't we? Amen. Hallelujah. So we've got to bring every wrong thought into captivity. If we don't bring our thoughts into alignment with God's Word, then our minds will wander. Amen. You ever wander? Oh, yeah. And it will not be focused on the things of God. A mind left to itself will never gravitate toward God's Word. Amen? It will always become prey for the devil. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Let's look at this in James chapter 1. Hallelujah. Another familiar scripture, but I like things that are familiar sometimes. Are you there? James chapter 1. Everybody there? Let's look at this in verses 13 and 14. It says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, nor tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Amen? I just put there where it says lust, I put thoughts. Because thoughts will lead you into lust. Amen? He says that people are drawn away by their own thoughts and their own lust. Not someone else's, yours, mine. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's when Satan will trap us. When we're drawn away, when we walk away from God, when we're looking at something other than Him. Amen. When our eyes are not focused, that's why it tells us not to look to the left or to the right. Amen, but look straight. Because God is always in front of us. Hallelujah. And we need to stay there. We need to stay focused in that direction. Amen. Hallelujah. So the second one is to bring every wrong thought into captivity. The third thing I want to talk to you about is think higher thoughts. Amen. Think the higher thoughts. Let's look at this in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Think higher thoughts. Colossians 3:1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Set your affection, another word for affection there is your mind. Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. Amen. See, if you keep yourself looking up, you'll never notice what's going on around you. And you'll be saved from a lot of stuff that is wrong. Amen? Hallelujah. So set your thinking. Train yourselves to look only up. Amen? Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Look up. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Hallelujah. The Amplified says His way of doing and being right. Hallelujah. Seek first that. Don't try to figure out. Seek first the kingdom. Your answers are always in the kingdom. Amen. Your answers are always in the kingdom. You'll never find them anywhere else. They're always going to be right there for you all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. I like what it says in Proverbs 16:3, and I'm going to read it out to Amplified. You can look at it later if you want to just write it down. It says, roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to Him, and He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed. Amen. So roll your works, everything that you're doing, everything that you're striving for. Quit striving and just roll them. Amen? Just roll your works over on God. All the things that you're wanting to do. He says that He will make, or He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable. Hallelujah. But if it's hands off to Him, because I've got this, I know exactly what to do. Amen. You may know exactly what to do in the natural thing, but if we leave out the supernatural, it could be that you would have got through it with less pain, less toil. It wouldn't have cost you near as much.
Come on
Amen. Amen. Or if you listen to God said, don't do that. That's not going to be well with you. Has anybody ever had that happen? Oh, I've had that happen. Went ahead and did it. Yeah, I paid through the nose. Amen. Well, you sure aren't very obedient to God, are you, Pastor? Well, maybe not. Amen. But I'm trying. I'm tired of spending money that I ought not spend. I'm tired of getting knocked down. I'm tired of the enemy laughing at me whenever I fell on my face. Amen. I'm tired of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just that I air my dirty laundry to you, and you all don't. You all go around with them spread out shoulder blades singing their wings. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, now one more, all right? This is a good one. Never trust a thought that is not based on what God has already spoken in His Word. Amen. Never trust a thought that is not based on what God has spoken already in His Word. Amen. Let's look at this in Proverbs 3. Hallelujah. Proverbs. I really like Proverbs. Amen. There's so many good things in Proverbs. It says this in verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't trust anything. If it hasn't been spoken in the Word, don't listen to it. Amen. Just I'm not going to receive that. Shut up. I'm not receiving what you're saying. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to test everything. We don't test enough. We just think certain things are God no matter what. Amen. And come to find out they weren't necessarily that way. You know, Paul talks about this. He said, you got to test the spirits to see if they're from God. You got to test them.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen. You got to find out. It's not that you're being a doubting Thomas. Amen. But even Paul said, you know, what was it? Was it the Macedonian church said that they were the ones who looked through the Scriptures to see if the things that I was saying to them were true or not. I don't know if it was Macedonian church or somebody. Amen. Somebody way back there.
Thessalonians.
Huh? Thessalonians. Okay, well, I'm wrong. See, there I am again. I'm wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't get offended that they checked the Scripture to see if the things that He was telling them were the truth or not. Amen. Just because He was a well-known preacher doesn't mean they're right 100% of the time. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. It doesn't hurt. I mean, whenever I'm writing down Scriptures, I go back through them. Whether Pastor Chuck did it or Pastor Mark did it, I still go back through. Not that I'm looking for something wrong so I can tell them about it. Amen. I'm just checking things out for myself. Hallelujah. And that's the way you and I should be. Praise God.
Pastor,
yes, sir.
I was wrong.
You were wrong?
That was the Bereans.
The Bereans? Well, we're going to have a little repentance here. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, that's all right. The Bereans. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're almost done now. Oh, I couldn't believe Pastor was wrong. Oh, man, that's just through me now.
Every day.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read you this out of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. It says, but the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn.
Yes.
Amen? That shines more and more, brighter and clearer. Now think about that. Brighter and clearer until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. Hallelujah. So if you and I stay on the path, the way of God, the thoughts of God, amen, everything that God is saying to us will become brighter and even more clear, more distinct, more sure, more resolved on the inside of us. Do you see that? Amen. That you and I absolutely, you know, you can't change my mind on this now. Because I have the mind of Christ on this. I may not have the mind of Christ on everything yet, but I've got it on this, and you can't change that. Amen? When I first got born again, you could have talked me out of it. Even though I had a conversion, I mean, I knew it. But what does the Word of God say? That Satan comes immediately to steal the Word. Amen? But now, you couldn't beat it out of me. Amen? Because I have that higher thought that I am now seated with Christ in heavenly places at the right hand of Father God. And the same power that God used when He wrought Jesus from the dead is in me now. Now, I'm not living up to the full potential of that power at this particular moment. But bless God, I'm moving toward it. Amen. And it's becoming brighter and clearer to me than it ever has. Amen. Hallelujah. When I first got born again, I would get under condemnation. And I knew that in Romans 8:1 it says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But I still had it. Why? Because I wasn't thinking as high as what God was. I was thinking that if I messed up, that really messed up God's day. Amen. I mean to tell you, He just said, I'm going to my bedroom, hold all my calls. Jerry has really screwed up today. Amen. But I'm not that way now. You know what I do now if I screw up? I repent and I just move on. That's all I do. Amen. I say, you know, I'm not flippant about it. You understand that? There's true repentance and then there's just, I'm sorry I got caught. Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. You're doing good.
Well, thank you, hon. Praise God. I got one cheerleader. Amen.
Amen.
Where was I at? Yeah. Just some notes here. We should be coming into more light every day.
Amen.
You should be advancing. Amen. You may not advance as much one day as you do another, but you should just be moving forward. Don't let anything stop you from moving forward. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you that you're never going to make it. You'll never amount to anything. You've already messed up so much that I doubt seriously you're going to get to heaven now. Just time to shut up.
Right. Amen.
Amen. The blood of Jesus is greater than what I've done wrong. And if I plead the blood, then the blood's going to wash me. Amen. According to 1 John 1:9, right? Amen. Hallelujah. When we are on God's path, the light just keeps getting brighter and more distinct. Things that might have been a little fuzzy at one time in your spiritual viewfinder, now all of a sudden it's starting to get clearer and clearer and clearer. Why? Because you keep moving higher and higher and higher and higher in the thoughts of God. Amen? And that's where He's wanting us to go. Hallelujah. We will be able to look every situation in the eye and be able to discern whether or not it's from God or our enemy. That's not God. That's never been God. He's never said anything like that. Amen? We know the difference. Amen. Why is that? Because our thoughts are leading us in a different direction. We're moving toward God, not away from God. The farther away from God you go, the darker it gets. But it says that the path of the uncompromisingly righteous, it gets brighter and clearer. Why? Because we are continually to move toward God. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I'm about ready to step down off my soapbox now. Praise God. But I just think it's so important for us in the days that we're living in now. I mean, everything that's going on, are you kidding me? There are things going on now that would boggle your mind. Amen? Can I be honest and share something with you again? Something that you probably never had anything happen. But did you know that after the presidential election on November 3rd, I felt myself falling into depression? Apparently you all did. I'm not joking. I even told Pastor about it. I said I felt depression coming on me. How can that be in a child of God's life? Amen? Because I centered my thoughts on something that was not of God.
That's exactly right.
Thinking wrong thoughts. Amen. I had my agenda of how it was going to go. When it didn't go that way, amen. I wasn't like a Timex watch. I didn't take a lick and then keep on ticking. Springs were flying out everywhere. Them old hands were spinning around like Floyd's watch that one time when he got it from, what's his name? He said, look at them hands flying around. That's how I felt for a while. You know what brought me out of it? I started getting into the Word more. I started to watch more and more Christian television. Amen. I started to hear faith. Amen. And all of a sudden, that depression left me. I don't even know when it did. All I know is that there was something that was getting bigger and bigger on the inside of me that was pushing it out. Amen. And all of a sudden, I'm not depressed no more. I'm not going back to depression anymore. Amen. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about all I wanted to do was lay on the couch. You're all thinking, well, that is weird. Well, it was. It should never have happened. I'll ask you later what you said.
She said you still do.
No, still do. Well, yeah. I'm not depressed. I'm not depressed. Glory to God. And I do go get up to get me something to eat once in a while. I do. Amen. I get up, honey, you want something to eat? Well, yeah. So, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, blame me. Hallelujah. We've got to be very, very purposed that we don't allow the thoughts of the enemy to be entertained in our minds any longer than a split second, any longer than it takes for us to say, get out of here.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what I wanted to leave all of us with tonight, to encourage us and know that there is a power greater on the inside of you than the power that's in this world. Amen. And it's going to take you to the place that you need to be. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.